delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
Well, if you're overstimulated from the news coverage, maybe it's time to find out something more fun to do. Like, you know, get a big bucket of popcorn, some candy, get a sugar buzz, you know, pound stuff and eat things you wouldn't normally, feel great and do the right thing, go to the movies. Ron Van Timmeren here with me now from Celebration Cinemas. Ron, welcome back.
Good morning, Steve.
Yeah, time to get stuff stuck in my teeth that I don't normally eat, Ron, because of all the toxicity on the news channels. Maybe it's time to go find something fun to do.
We can take you to outer space. We can take you back in time.
No, I said I didn't want to talk politics. I just said.
Good one. Hey, listen, by the way, King Arthur, Legend of the Sword, came out last weekend and did not very well at the box office, and even worse with the critics. But I went to see that movie, and I really liked it. I'm like, forget about the critics for this one. If you like movies like Lord of the Rings or Excalibur or, you know, those sword and sorcery sort of things, like Game of Thrones, I'm saying King Arthur's a pretty good one.
So you liked it. That's cool, you know, because you're right. It didn't do very well at the box office. They spent a ton making it, didn't they?
Yeah, anywhere from 100 to maybe 175 million. I mean, they're going to lose money on this no matter what.
I guarantee you. I guarantee you, Ron, for half that much money, I can make a bad film.
I
swear.
I
can make a lousy film for a lot less money. Just give me the cash.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyhow, you liked it. That's cool.
This week, the new number one movie in America will be Alien Covenant, and I'm really working up my courage because I'm going to go see it tomorrow night, and it looks scary.
That's my alien impression. Do you like it? Remember the first movie with what was her name? You know, the aliens coming out of her stomach. Yeah, you know, the alien movies.
Yes, exactly. Mm. I know. Of course, I remember. That's why I'm scared to go see this one.
You're gonna love it.
Ridley Scott's back directing it. He did the first one. This is actually set timeline-wise between the prequel to the 1979 Alien and the which is Prometheus and the 1979 movie. So we're kind of before Sigourney Weaver in her underpants. So that's where we're at with this Alien movie.
In her underpants.
I always remember about that.
Somehow I just find that term just kind of humors me in some way. I don't know. She's in her underpants. I think about 4-year-old boys wearing underpants, not Sigourney Weaver. Anyhow.
Okay, panties. There you go.
Anyhow. That's
going to be the big one. That's rated R. PG movie for families this weekend is Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Long Haul. This is the fourth of one of those books that's been turned into a movie. Alicia Silverstone, Tom Everett in this one. Again, rated PG for the families.
Right. That series has done pretty well, obviously, as they're in the fourth edition.
Yeah, and they got a lot of books to go yet. So that's only tracking to do maybe 9 or 10 million this weekend. But, again, good PG movie. Everything, that's the teen romance movie about the girl in the bubble. She grows up with allergies so bad that if she leaves her house and her protected environment, she's going to get sick. Well, guess what? The boy next door moves in, and he's cute, and she wants to go to the beach with him. And so with the comedy, the drama, the romance ensues. Everything.
Everything, all in one handy-dandy reusable package. All right, so that's all a lot of fun. Anything special going on?
A couple of alternative movies that are limited releases. Norman, starring Richard Gere, that's getting the best reviews of the weekend here. He's kind of a fixer, an operator, living in New York. A little bit of politics in this movie, so I'm not sure what to do with that storyline for you guys, but it looks like a good movie. And then Lowriders, you know, based on the culture, the Latino culture of those cool cars that they fix up, and a little family story that goes with that. So
Lowrider, yeah, that's good. And you can always get your tickets online, right?
Get your tickets online in advance. Reserve your seats, especially Alien this weekend. It's going to be a big couple of sellouts occasionally. So, yeah, CelebrationCinema.com. That's where you do that.
And I'd go to Alien, but I think Ivy would hide it under the seat for most of the movie. So I might have to wait on to see that one a little bit later. But Ron Van Timmeren, always a pleasure. Where will we find you?
See you at the movie, Steve.
Thank you, Ron Van Timmeren, everybody, here on the Steve Gruber Show. He's here on Thursdays to tell you what's going on at the movies. Earlier today, we had a caller, Russell, called me and reminded me that today is the 90th anniversary of the worst case of domestic terrorism in American history up until that point in 1927 when the Bath Consolidated School was bombed by Andrew Kehoe. He was a school board treasurer. He had been the township clerk, a graduate of Michigan State, where he studied electrical engineering, considered highly intelligent. Owned a great farm in the area. In fact, neighbors said he was the perfect neighbor. It's how he was described. But he got really angry over the taxes that were assessed against his farm, and it was an average-sized farm. And he was really angry, and he also worked part-time as a janitor at the Consolidated School. And over a course of time, he packed the basement with dynamite. If you haven't seen or heard or understand this story, you really should go back and research it. May the 18th, 1927, you know, back in a time when these sorts of things didn't, the Roaring Twenties. 45 people were killed at the school, plus his wife. So 46 deaths in all. In fact, he killed the superintendent and so forth because he rigged a car bomb. It wasn't just the school that blew up, also his car blew up. And it would have been much worse, except that only half of the school went up. The other half of the school was evacuated. It never detonated. So the carnage could have been far worse. Yeah, he bombed the school, killed his wife, leveled his farm. And, the worst attack of domestic, I mean, nothing else to call it, but domestic terrorism. He used dynamite in his own Ford truck, I guess. Well, not a car, Ford truck. It was packed with nuts, bolts, and other machine parts. He turned it into, I mean, he understood how to create shrapnel bombs. And my mother and father lived in Bath, as did my older brothers, in the early 1960s. And so there's still people walking around at that time that had been permanently disfigured and maimed by that school bombing in 1927. This day in history, 90 years ago today in Bath, Michigan. We'll be right back.